Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have special guest, Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
I saw that your office is sponsoring a very special event tomorrow night. Aaron Marin, A Voice for the Voiceless. And this is a tough topic to talk about, and this woman is very brave for speaking about it.
Yeah, and she's been doing it for years, and we're partnering with Bridgewater State University, and it's in the Bridgewater State Police Department. And it's really being sponsored also in conjunction with our Children's Advocacy Center. And that's really what this is about, is she was a victim of child abuse when she was growing up, which led her to write books and get legislation passed and made the world a better place. And she goes around now and talks about her experiences and really the great experience that she did have in a terrible situation with her local community advocacy center. And that it stands up for victims, it stands up for families, and helps them at a time when they need it the most.
And again, she's talking about childhood sexual abuse. She's a survivor, turned author, speaker, child advocate, and activist, and the founder and president of Aaron's Law.
Right, and that's the law that she was able to put in her home state of Illinois, and it requires that personal body safety be taught in public schools every year. And currently, Aaron's Law has been enacted in 38 states and in India, and she's made it her mission to get Aaron's Law passed in all 50 states, and she's trying to obviously get that done here and the other 12 states that we have here in the United States. And I think that getting out there, talking about these issues, and let people know, I think that in the time that you need help the most, there are people there that can help you get through that and make the world a better place for you and for all of us.
Now, this is at Bridgewater State in the Moakley Auditorium tomorrow night, 5:30 to 7:30. Is it open to the public?
It's open to the public. You can go on plymouthda.com and find out. It's from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Moakley, as you just said. We're expecting at least 200 people right now. It should be a relatively good turnout with that, and I'm hopeful that people can get a perspective of someone who has worked their way through the system and has found out, you know, with all the challenges that we face here in our county and everywhere else. I mean, last year in our county, we had more than 1,000 referrals of child abuse, physical abuse, commercial sexual exploitation of children, commercial sexual assault materials, all these different terrible cases that are ongoing on a daily basis. Let people know that, yes, unfortunately they exist, but there are good people out there and that you can come through this and you can land on your feet.
And, you know, it's interesting because I was going to ask you, I know when you give me the numbers of some of these cases of abuse that get reported, I'm always astounded by it. You think, not in nice Plymouth County, all these great towns. It goes on. You figured if there's that many complaints, you're talking about 1,000. How many things go unreported?
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate. It's like, and it doesn't matter how nice your community is. It's like domestic violence, child abuse, domestic violence. They don't have a zip code. They're everywhere. And, you know, it could be in a very quiet home. Things are going on. And that's why, you know, we all have a responsibility to make sure that we help the children, especially because if you don't help kids today, today's victim could be tomorrow's perpetrators because they don't know any better. You have to break the cycles. You have to get them help. You have to get them mental health help. You have to make sure that if we can prosecute kids, lots of these cases we can't prosecute because the children are just too young to go forward. How do you help them now so you can stop cycles?
And I know that with your Children's Advocacy Center, that has probably made a big step, or at least taken a bite out of some of the tough part of having to deal with that as a young victim.
Yeah, we have a lot of really good people who have worked there for years. I mean, our CAC has been in existence in Plymouth County for more than 25 years, and it's morphed and changed. We just moved it from Brockton to Plymouth, and we're down in a different area right now, but unfortunately we're still dealing with the same number of cases. So a big piece is, once again, training and education and outreach, and let people know what to look for, whether they be, you know, first responders. And the courses and things that we talk about, I think, are important.
And it's Aaron Marin, A Voice for the Voiceless, tomorrow night, Bridgewater State University, the Moakley Auditorium, 5:30 to 7:30. They can contact your office to get to register to go, or
they can.
Can they just show up?
They can. No, it's better if they register to go, just to make sure that we have enough room for the seats.
And what's the website for your office?
It's plymouthda.com.
Well, it's a very good topic, and I think people would be interested in. Good for her for making her life count, and probably for her stepping forward is going to make such a difference for so many other people. I commend her. It's a tough topic.
It's a tough topic, and you're right. I mean, getting in front of it and talking about it, and let people know that there's hope. I think that's the biggest thing. There's hope for people who think they may not have any, and there's people that will help. And if you have any questions regarding their CAC or anything else going on in our county, you can always call us at 508-584-8120. If you want to see all the other things that we do, PlymouthDA.com.
Thank you very much. Again, that's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz.